You will keep in perfect peace all those who trust you, all those who concentrate their thoughts on you. Always trust the Lord, because our Lord God is the eternal rock. Jesus said, "My peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give them to you. I give as the world gives them. Do not trouble your heart to be afraid. Today the most desired, the most sought after by man is peace." Having peace in the heart has become one of the most important things for the human being. Seeking rest. Seeking rest has become a necessity. We are in a world that is going to 1,000, where everything is processing and everything, the life becomes busier, the circumstances become more complicated, and every day we have more challenges to face. We make decisions loaded with stress, decisions that depend on the situation that happened around us. And in the end, many times we do not always get the desired results. More and more we carry ourselves, we worry, we fill ourselves with stress and bitterness. Today, the most serious disease that a human being are suffering is no longer cancer. It is no longer AIDS. It is no longer a physical disease, but it is a disease of the soul, a disease well known as stress that kills the person who attacks his mind and heart to the point of somatizing diseases that cannot be seen physically. And in the end, the only thought that comes to the person is to kill themselves and think there is no longer any meaning. According to WHO, the World Organization of the Health, every 40 seconds, a person takes his life. Every 40 seconds in the world, a person is thinking that life no longer has any meaning. That means that almost 1 million people commit suicide every year. Almost 1 million people that a year committed suicide. It's a fairly representative rate that in the last 45 years, suicide rates have increased by 60% worldwide. And the people with the most suicides are people between 15 to 44 years of age, practically in adolescence and youth, at the moment when they are just acquiring knowledge and awareness of life. The first thought that comes is to think that life has no meaning. We let ourselves be dominated by this world. He puts the garbage in our heads that simply living is looking for what to eat, or how to dress well, or how much money I have in my pocket, how many cars I have, how many houses I have. And this indicates to me that I am successful in buying happiness when it's really not. Someone once said that there are people so poor, that they have no money. We have led ourselves to be bought by the idea that the more I have in my pockets, the better off I will be. And in reality, it's not. Because we have forgotten what is important. We have forgotten the soul. We have forgotten we are spiritual beings. And that money of this world cannot buy peace, cannot buy love, cannot buy those acts that are manifested within us. They cannot buy the favor of God. They cannot be equal to God. There is a void that's in man that can never be satisfied by the things of this world. The natural can never satisfy the spiritual. That means no matter how much you try with things from this world, at some point you feel happy. The question is, how long will that happiness last when you no longer see the meaning of what you acquired? then you have to look for something greater to feel satisfied. It will be a temporary feeling. We then have people taking refuge in alcohol and drinking, that a moment of alcohol will free them from everything that will come or from everything they are living. It's proven in history of man that man does not learn from his history. This is how it's proven in history of the human being, that the human does not learn from history. We are given and we will repeat history over and over again because we are simply fooled by his lies of this world. We think that we will really not like and we will be sold for temporary things to such a point that no longer finding meaning in life turns day by day. We resort to alcohol, and when alcohol doesn't use of drugs, and when the drugs doesn't arrive or does not fill us, it's used to, we used to try sex, and when sex is not full, it's used to try another thing. Some in their adolescence resort to punish their own body, to emulate or resort to cut in order to experience something new today. There is a trend of young people resorting to sexual promiscuity, having relationships with people sick with AIDS, challenging life in order to have who after having a relationship is not contaminated by AIDS. More and more, this world is getting crazier. It calls bad for good, and it calls good for bad. And you know what the biggest problem is? It's not the madness of the world, but those of us in the world, because although we see that the world is crazy, although we complain daily, we get used to living and we think that this is within the normal. And in life left us, we run out of everything because who we should have looked at, whom we should have turned to in the beginning is God. Satan, the last thing he wants is for you to look at heaven. He prefers for you to be destroyed because he who does not approach God, it's like Jesus said, those who don't enter through the farm gate, jump over the farm gate. Those who jump over the farm gate are thieves. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The purpose of Satan is to finish you off first. Makes you think he doesn't exist. Makes you think that the spiritual world is not real. To make you think so bad in order to lack concept of real wisdom. When thinking that hell is here on earth. Thinking that when we die we return to dust and nothing happens. When in the Bible it says in Ecclesiastes in chapter 3. God put eternity in man, and that simply dying does not mean ceasing to exist, but passing to a life that is going to be external, and that there on earth we define towards what or what place we want to stay. It's sad every 40 seconds someone takes their life, thinking that it's the best solution, that it's the best strategy that Satan wants us to think about. That life has no purpose and no meaning simply because you are rejected, simply because you do not have the money, simply because you were born in a difficult home, but you have never thought from the perspective of God that if you were born, it was because he allowed you to be born so that the differences of something was made and to show you that what you were putting within you have a purpose. Today, everything is focused on that man loses the focus to the purpose of man. Every day, more degenerate and destroy love, more darkness than light. Today, we live more the bad than the good because our works are bad and more science increases, not looking for the good. Every 10 inventions that sciences resort to today, 8 are used for destruction and only 2 are used for something. The question is, what are you thinking of life? And where are you going according to the WHO, the World Health Organization? Say these people die between the ages of 15 and 44. You know, because one of the biggest problems that produce suicide has to do with mental disorders. Especially it has to do with depression, alcohol use. Disorders like this risk a factor for suicide in Europe and North America, in Asian countries, and also impulsive behavior, lack of forgiveness, bitterness, those symptoms that science have not been able to find solutions. Many ramification diseases of stress and disorders are of mind, such as bipolarity, chronic anxiety, depression, anguish, and since they are not physical illness, most likely they will not direct you to the doctor and you will have to go see a psychologist. And as the psychologist will never be able to find it at some point, the root of that problem, most likely they will send you to a psychiatrist because the psychologist cannot send medicine. And once they send that psychiatrist to heal you, and what he really does is heal the wound that has never been healed through pills. In recent years, the consumption of Valium has exploded. The consumption of those pills that calm anxiety, and that's doping the person. And we still have a heart so hard not to look at the sky and not to understand that no matter how much you try, you will not be able to find rest, because the true rest for your soul is called God. It's in Jesus Christ. So I want to make a parenthesis and ask you for a favor. Many times people have written to me who have tried to kill themselves. And when at the moment they are going to kill themselves, they listen to my devotional just in time and decide not to. Dozens of people writing who have found meaning in life by listening to advice, by listening to a word that makes the difference, a word that is not just any word, a manual that is not just any manual, a word that not only fixes but also helps us to prevent. It shows us where we are and redirects us to that design by which we were created. Makes us really live life with a meaning and to realize that the true meaning is perhaps not the children. Maybe it's not the family, because at some point the children, the family, man can fail us to make us understand that the true meaning of living is that external purpose for which we were created is God and what He put within us so that we enjoy His life and that we live it in abundance. But outside of God, we cannot achieve it. Outside of God, we will not be able to understand it. We will live a life of trial and error. And all the time we will spend like this, the years of life will go away. In the end, you will not find contentment in them because you simply did not look at the sky. The arrogance, the pride, the egotism of thinking that there is a God and simply questioning, blaming Him for everything that happens to us. Instead of looking to the heaven and simply saying, Lord, I need you in my heart, is just a word. It is just the first step. It is just taking a decision today to prevent difficult things from happening in your life, to prevent things that can lead you away from the purpose of God. and that end up from happening today, I dare you, with these words, you have something to stay for in you. And I want to ask you for a favor, that you don't limit yourself just to listening, but that you can take everyone, all the contacts that you have on your cell phone, and send them this word of hope. Send them this word of life. This word can make a difference. How many died today without hearing God loves you, without hearing there is hope? Because the only thing we hear is war, rumors of war. We are so full of information that only damages, ends faith, destroys hope. We use the social networks to talk about others, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Today, we have YouTubers that the only thing they do is do silly things and just burn the time to distract ourselves from a moment. But then we turn off the TV, we turn off YouTube, then we turn off networks. We are in the world without hope because we do not use social networks to give someone a word of hope. Because we do not use Facebook to place a biblical word, word of wisdom. Why not use your WhatsApp and the thousands of contacts you have to send them this devotional and tell them to listen to this word that brings hope to you? Thousands of people are being healed through this word. Thousands of people are receiving salvation. Thousands of people are receiving hope. Hundreds of people are coming back to life because the word of God is light. Today I invite you not to be left alone with this message. Close your eyes, select all your contacts, and send them. I assure you that for at least one is going to write to you, is going to say thank you, because that word of God has transformed me. Today, we make a difference, or we mourn in depression, or we rise in Jesus Christ. We are part of one or more surveys, or we are part of those who mark the difference today. You do not have random life today. You have life because while there is life, there is hope. Father, I thank you for your word and for what you do, sir, because true peace is in you. Because the only way to reconcile sleep, the only way to rest is when we have our mind and our heart confined in you. Because you only give true peace to the one who trusts in you and thinks only of you. Only in you there is hope. Today I pray for each person, for the one who is depending on a drug, Lord, for the ones who cannot sleep without taking a pill, for those who cannot fall asleep due to financial problems, due to problems at home. Lord, for those who think that life is meaningless, today I beg you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, give them hope. And through this word, they can be touched. Today I ask you, Lord, to open their eyes and see that there is hope, that there is a new day, that your mercy is renewed, Lord, and that there is another way. There is always another way. Your way is better. Thank you, my Lord. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos.